welcome to Check It Out, Comrade, an indie game podcast where every 2 weeks we bring you two indie games by the people for the people and tell you what we like about them. I'm Nick Lauber.
And I'm Braden Cameron.
And this week we are doing The Battle Cats and SteamWorld Heist.
Pew, 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 pew,
pew. Yeah, well, only one of these. Well, I guess they both have some shootiness. I think let's start with some Battle Cats.
Okay, that sounds good.
Battle Cats is a mobile and 3DS game, I believe digital store for 3DS. Mm. By a Japanese publisher named Ponos.
Mm-hmm.
And it is kind of a tower defense type game. It's very similar to a lot of Flash games I played. It's on a kind of platformer side view. And yeah. You are just sending off units that will walk to the left to go try and take out the enemy building, who is also sending units to you going right.
Yeah, it's kind of the reverse of a lot of those like sort of Clash of War games or whatever, where they and by the reverse, I mean, your guys usually walk to the right and theirs walk to the left. And that's wonder if that's a Japan versus Western.
Yeah, thing. You got to read it like a manga.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah. So the main the actual gameplay is that's pretty much it. It's pretty simple. You buy a lot of upgrades to make those happen more. But the primary appeal is your units that you're sending off, of which you can have 10 at a time in your in your slots to send off. But there are a bajillion of them.
Yeah, it is kind of got like it's got a little Pokemon flair to it.
Yeah, a lot of really special, unique cats or cat-esque units.
Yeah, or humans that have like cat decor. Very simply, it's called Battle Cats, but the idea of what a cat is really flexible.
Yeah.
And more specifically, like, it is very, like, Pokemon-y in the sense that, like, sometimes cats are physically different, or sometimes cats have jobs, and that's what makes them different.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So you start off with just a real basic cat, and then you get a tank cat that's just that cat bigger. From there, things start breaking down. You get Weird Cat, I think.
Yeah,
the next, like, default cat. Gross Cat, yeah. Who's just a cat with really long legs.
Yeah. Which, every time I was bringing him out, I was singing that, like, Tim and Eric, My Legs Are Long song.
Yeah, that's it.
Uh-huh.
He's got that the correct pace for that.
Yeah.
And then things kind of get more bizarre from there.
You end up with, I think, Bird Cat.
Bird Cat, Titan Cat.
Lizard Cat.
Lizard Cat.
A fish cat.
And those are all the basic units, the normal rarity, and you get you know, it's very mobile. It's very like play or pay to get rewards faster,
right?
But essentially you get to kind of slot machine up a random cat drop with these reward tickets you get.
Yeah. You know, when you're first playing, the basic reward tickets will either upgrade your main cats or your passives, or sometimes just give you experience. Eventually, you'll get gold tickets, and those gold tickets you can use to get rare cats, super rare cats, and uber rare cats.
Yeah, there you go.
Or maybe it's uber super. But either way,
and as the rarity increases, so does the oddity and the size and the kind of extremeness of the cats, because the default cats are they're just black and white. They're very basic little hand drawings, and things get more intricate as your uber level rises, your rarity. It's very, very fun. The cats are really cute. I actually, in the, like we said, the base gameplay, nothing too special, right?
I mean, just to talk about it, like your basic idea is that you start with a chapter called, like, I don't, Battle Cats World or something. I don't even remember, but you go through different cities and have to play the main gameplay. And along the way, you can pick up treasures, which, you know, unlock hidden abilities and things like that. And, you know, that leads to more unlocks. You get to unlock chapter 2 and chapter 3, and then you unlock cats going into the future where they have to fight aliens. And then you can unlock this, like, legends mode, which is where you can start getting a lot of, like, rare weirdo cats, as well as getting, there ends up being a crafting thing where you have to collect items in order to, like, improve your base. It gets pretty deep, and, like, there's a cat ranking score, which is you know, like, or it's like your user rank.
Yeah, your overall kind of profile level, right?
And I've been playing for a long time, and I almost am at 1,000.
Wow.
But apparently it goes up to like 5,800.
Jesus.
And I'm like, I don't even know what's going to happen.
I got to, I think, about level 100.
Yeah.
And then I did something that I'll talk about in a minute. Okay. But in my original playthrough, I was, I think I got pretty far into the world. And then there's also this other option that you can, it's kind of weird how you have to navigate to it, 'cause you're gonna have to back out to the main menu to select, but there's an event, selection where there's different, daily changing challenges and just challenges all, on a limited time scale that they're available. Right.
Right.
All with their own kind of special rewards, tends to be.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of little systems that all build on this incredibly basic actual gameplay, but it's super like gambly. It feeds that like gamble addiction really well.
I do really like it. I like unlocking things, as we've talked about, so there's plenty of that going around. What's your current loadout?
I can't bring it up again. I'll get to why.
Yeah. Okay.
But my, let's see, my go-tos, I had my, my most used unit tended to be, the Frog Ninja.
Okay. Yeah. Frog Ninja is great.
'Cause he's really cheap and slices shit up hardcore. Mm. And then I had some bigger unit that I would, that was around the same price that I would, tend to send out with him.
Okay.
I had the sexy legs cat, the upgraded weird cat. Upgraded gross cat. And the torso that goes with it.
Actress cat.
Those are very fun because they.
Did you upgrade actress cat all the way?
I don't think so.
Turns into like mom cat and becomes terrifying.
No, I did not. I got gross, but not their companion. I'm not sure. I think I had some rare units, but they were too high of cost for me to bust out super often. I just simply didn't have enough, because you can only upgrade to level 10 with the money you earn. You have to get the rest through by getting them through cat tickets, right?
Well, you can upgrade to level 10, and then eventually when your user rank gets high enough, you can go up to 20.
Oh, okay.
And then eventually your non-starting cats, you can get to 25, and then it slowly kind of rolls out as you increase your user rank.
I see. So, I was always stuck at 10, but I could get the extra pluses by cat ticket rewards if I got, if the randomization decided to let me level something up beyond 10.
Yeah.
So I didn't always have, my base cap wasn't always high enough for the best, rarest cats.
It's understandable.
Yeah. What are you rocking right now?
Here's my main loadout is I use Wall Cat, which is the upgraded version of
Tank or whatever.
Tank Cat.
Yeah.
No. I use Plane Cat, which is an upgraded version of Tin Cat, who's like a little tin clockwork, like wind up cat. I use Sword Master Cat, which is upgrade of Swordman Cat.
I got that one later on, but I haven't got to use him a bunch. Yeah, he's pretty cool looking.
I have Pole Vaulter Cat.
Yes, he's good too.
Yes. Vaulter Cat upgrades to Pole Vaulter Cat, who becomes a lady.
Nice.
I use Cat Gang.
Never saw that one.
Which is, I think it's like Box of Cats or something like that, and it gets upgraded. It's a special. Then I use Valkyrie Cat. Yukimura Sanada.
I have no idea what that is.
REI. Which is like a robot, I don't know, kind of, what am I thinking of?
Like a mecha?
Yeah, it's kind of like a mech, yeah, exactly. Okay. And then I use Nobunaga Oda, who you've seen, and then I use Bahamut Cat.
Which one?
Bahamut Cat.
Oh, Bahamut, okay.
Yeah.
Nice. I didn't know there was a Bahamut.
Once you beat Chapter 3, you can unlock Bahamut Cat.
Nice. That's right.
Maybe it's Chapter 2. One of the two.
So here's what I did. I got impatient. I wanted to see more kitties as we were closing in on having to record about it. Uh-huh. But I didn't want to just go look them up. I wanted to be able to bring them out and play with them.
Yeah.
So I cheated a little bit. Mm-hmm. And it turns out that if you if on an Android phone, you replace your game with a modified one that gives you maybe infinite cat food or something, that your save goes away.
Oh, no.
So I lost all my progress. However, I did, in fact, have infinite cat food and could therefore open up as many things just to see the kitties as I wanted.
Oh, that's all right then, I guess.
So it completely ruins there being any game at all. But yeah. I did get to open up and see a bunch of really cool kitties, so and anime people and other such things.
Yeah, real weird stuff.
Yeah.
I got Evil Cat recently, who I was really excited about because it's an evil cat, and then I upgraded it and it became Gentleman Cat. And by Gentleman Cat, I mean he was a flasher and he's really disturbing. Yeah.
It's weird, like, sometimes the evolutions make perfect sense, and sometimes it's just a completely different cat. Like, they just didn't even know what... they just had two different cats and wanted to make one turn into the other for no reason.
That happens... I'm trying to remember which ones... Oh, yeah, here's a really good example of it is... I got a cat called Vengeful Cat, and it's like it's a torso cat, kind of like actress cat.
Sure.
But has, like, flowing robes and looks like a wraith.
Uh-huh.
And then it upgrades to Groucho Cat, which is where it turns into a cat on a cloud, kind of like a Lakitu, but it's holding like little Groucho glasses.
Okay.
So that when it lines up with Sexy Legs Cat, it puts like the Groucho glasses on top of Sexy Legs Cat.
So it's just legs and then like a face almost?
Yeah, then it has like the little silly like... big nose and mustache face.
Yeah. And eyebrows. Yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty dumb and also pretty funny.
Yeah. Yeah. The surprise when you evolve something and it's something utterly different is still entertaining, but, but it's funny how much some of them make perfect sense. Like Gross Cat turning into Sexy Lace Cat is a little bit of a jump, but they're still like the same size and shape.
Yeah. Yeah.
But sometimes they just completely change entirely.
Yeah. You know, when Basic Cat turned into Macho Cat, you're like, oh, it's just a cat with arms.
Now he's got arms. Okay.
Yeah.
So let me see. I'm gonna bring up my loadout right now of just what I was last checking out.
Okay.
This is not necessarily a build of any sort. Where did I put you, Battle Cats?
I don't know.
Maybe I lost it. Maybe in an attempt to go back. I might have gotten rid of it entirely. That's unfortunate. It was pretty much all just like anime people and cat girls, and they all cost $4,000 to bring out minimum.
Yeah,
but it was fun. I enjoyed that. So I don't think this game had enough of a pull for me to keep going. Clearly, as I was willing to break the whole game in order just to see more of the kitties.
Yeah,
but I did enjoy the time I had with it.
Well, good. I'm still playing it, but I think a lot of it is that Kristen and I are both playing it, and we're at about the same place, so there's a lot of like going back and forth talking about what new cats we got and stuff. So
I think that's about it. Then let's move on to SteamWorld Heist.
SteamWorld!
So this game is actually suggested by a bunch of people in Slack.
And that's because it's awesome.
And that's because it's great. So this is a game available. It was initially released... looks like 3DS might have been the first platform it came out on, and that was December 10, 2015.
Yeah.
Since then, it's also come out on Windows, OS X, Linux, PS4, PS Vita, Wii U, iOS, and Xbox One soon. So it's just about anywhere you want to play it. It's there. Yeah. And it's from Image Inform, who did the other SteamWorld game, SteamWorld Dig, which you've checked out briefly, right?
Yeah, I did. It's kind of like a little bit more platformer. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think it was a really fun game, but I think this game is much better.
Cool. So what this game is, it's a platform view, turn-based strategy shooter, according to Wikipedia, which I think is pretty apt. You have a ship full of crew, or as you gain crew throughout the game, and you go to different missions that allow what I've seen so far is 1 to 3 different people.
Yeah.
And you are facing up against a ship that you're taking over almost every time. that is full of all sorts of enemies. Yeah. And as the difficulty goes on, they'll start, or as the timer goes on, if there's an alarm, which many maps have, then you'll start to see more enemies come in on spawns after some time. And there's also some additional kind of elements to the maps. There's turrets and explosive barrels and stuff, some actual environmental hazards as well.
Right. Yeah. Cover is a really important thing for the game. So explosive barrels really do cause some trouble for you.
Yes. There's a lot of really really good mechanical stuff going on. It plays like a, you know, kind of what you would expect adaptation of a turn-based. I don't know, something like you know, the Fallout's turn-based mechanics or Jagged Alliance or something. Yeah. If you try and shift those into a platform. A platformer style view, you pretty much get what you're expecting, right? You have a move action and an attack action, or you can double move. And your attack action also covers essentially everything else. So you get some additional usable items, like healing items or grenades or other such things. Those are also will essentially count as an attack most times. Where it kind of, I think, really excels, the one big twist it takes from having this platformer view and works out really, really well is that your bullets ricochet.
Yes.
So you can make angle shots, kind of like pull trick shots off of solid geometry. Right. And some classes of weapons have scopes, which give you a drawn line to help you cope for your ricochet and make it take full advantage of it.
Yeah. And I mean, that's one of the things that I think is great about this game is that, like, it is a free aim system. Like, it's a tactical, it's turn-based and it's tactical, but you also have to have some skill. You know, and having Piper, for example, with a scoped gun really helps out, because like being able to see that line is great, but you know, when you're using something like a shotgun, you can be a little messier.
Yeah, get right up in their face and blast them. Yeah. Yeah, and it's, you have to angle your shot and it's never steady.
No.
So you do kind of have to also take into account some timing to try and hit exactly the right angle of what you're trying to hit.
Yeah.
That, I think, is the biggest mechanical twist that really sold this game for me. Once I figured out like the bullet ricochet mechanics, it became incredibly fun.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of depth to this game.
Yeah. I had a really great time when I was playing it. I didn't get very far. You know, it's been a weird week for me.
Sure.
But it reminded me a lot of, did you ever play this game Freelancer?
No.
Freelancer was an old like PC game. It must have been like 2002, 2003 that it came out. And I played the shit out of it. And it was just, you know, like a space adventure game. So the idea was that you were a freelancer and you could build up your ship and you could take on pirate missions, or you could be a caravan, or you could guard someone, or like whatever. And that's just kind of reminded me of the same sort of feel of just like being out in space, having to make your own way, all that stuff. It was great.
You play as automatons, right? They're just these robots. Your what do they call them? They're cowboys, right? They're cowbots.
Yeah, cowbots. Yeah.
So it has this sort of Western, space Western take on it. So it's very kind of Firefly-esque.
It's like an amazing mix of genres of like space Western steampunk.
Yeah. There is one fatal flaw to all that, I think. And that is, luckily it's an avoidable one, but the entire soundtrack is by Steam Powered Giraffe, who I cannot fucking stand.
I'm not super into the music either, but. Yeah,
but you can turn it off, and I mean the intro music and stuff, but they show up in bars as like actual in-game characters.
Oh, really?
And they'll just be playing, yeah, like sometimes you'll just see them in some of the bars and they'll be playing like a full Steam Powered Giraffe song, which is 100% not my bag.
Okay.
And I had the music on up until that point, and then I was like, not gonna do that. But the rest of it's great, and I think that they do play with the setting well, considering it being a mishmash of kind of, you know, meme genres, to put it harshly.
Yeah, but I mean, like the art style ends up being really gorgeous, and the character designs are really cool.
It's very well drawn, and the actual kind of storyline of character they put into all of the different people you meet ends up being like pretty well written. I'm not like definitely have nothing to knock there. It's nothing super drawing so far, but you're essentially just you know, space pirate cowboys going around trying to rid the area of baddies who have made their way.
Yeah, like scavenger bots or whatever they call them.
So I mean, it's just going place to place, taking down, essentially taking bounties for getting rid of these people in different areas, and then using that money to go buy upgraded weapons. And I've had a couple kind of sidey mission stuff. I don't know how far you've gotten. Did you get to? There's one that I feel like is the first boss.
Was it the triplets?
No, there's one. Oh. There's one big bad.
No, I don't think I got that far.
Okay. You're probably not too far off, I'd assume. It was maybe a couple hours in, I think, after the second major bar.
Okay.
Like, by a few levels. But there have been some side missions where it's not really... your goals aren't as cut and dry. One of them is just, like, enemies are going to infinitely spawn and get harder. And it's just get as much as you feel comfortable with and then get out, because your spawn point is open right from the beginning, your like exit, but it's right at the start of the map, so you, the further you get away, the more guys you're gonna have to fight coming back, essentially, because they've respawned in the time. So they do some twists on the basic, just like get the good loot and kill all the baddies that to be the general makeup of most of the levels.
That sounds great.
It's really, really good. I'm really impressed with it, and it's super fun. Like, it's an incredibly enjoyable game that feels like it actually is a strategic turn-based strategy game.
Yeah.
How's the difficulty level for you? It has kind of five options, I think, right?
Yeah, I've been just playing on experienced, and it's been pretty good.
Yeah,
I haven't had that much trouble with it.
That's where I've been, and I've had two attempts, let's see. I think I've completely had my team wiped once. And I've had like two or three times where I like got by the skin of my teeth with one person, and feels great. Like it's really good at like, fuck, I'm down to just one person left. I just need to grab the one, you know, the goal, the good, the epic loot, and get the hell out of there. And tension gets really high. The enemy spawns right at the wrong time. Like I've felt really great about the difficulty level in that, you know, the recommended medium slot there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It does feel pretty good. It's tough because sometimes tactic games, I feel like the designer had a specific tactic in mind.
Yeah.
And like, if you're not figuring that out, you can get pretty hosed, but this one seems pretty fair.
It also feels like, there's not like everybody's a shooty guy, right? Mm-hmm. Like there's not a whole lot, of different takes on it. Essentially, it feels like it plays more to player preference than anything else.
Yeah.
Because I tend to go with a mix of people, but I know that my best guys are the sniper ones, because I love how the ricochet mechanic works, and I love like just taking down a guy with one shot because I made all of my side items help boost damage or whatever.
Yeah.
I know that way plays out well for me, but I've also been perfectly successful when my last guy is the shoddy guy and he's just ducking around every corner to make sure he's undercover and all that.
Right, right. Yeah, it is pretty good that like you do have that ability to be diverse or play a specific style, and it seems pretty open.
Yeah, it's definitely not cornering you in one specific way, nor is it forcing you to take a specific tactic. You can change each time, and in fact your party's set, essentially. You can only come across so many characters at different points in time, and you're gonna have a couple guys who are sniper guys, a couple guys who are shoddy guys, assault guys, and a couple guys who are heavy weapons guys. I think those are the only three classes of dudes, essentially. Anything else you have to say? I mean,
no, I'm sorry I'm being so quiet on this one, but like I said, I didn't feel like I got a chance to really play as much. I just really enjoyed the mechanics, like the base mechanics of it. And I like the Star Fox style voiceover, where it's just like, like everyone just makes like a weird noise and then you move on. I did... When I first started playing, the basic premise, the opening story of the game is like that you find this junk ship and you have to go get water. And I was like, why the fuck do they need water? They're robots. And then I was like, oh, that's right. Everything runs on steam.
Yeah, right. They're steam robots.
Yes.
Although at least it's not the, like, they're steampunky, but in that they're mainly just like rust buckets and Gary instead of like steampunk where everything's huge and.
Yeah, nothing's like clockwork based or anything either. It's all,
It's good. It has
a very interesting junky aesthetic. Yeah,
I feel like I don't know if I'll continue going to beat it, but it just seems something that's very pick up and put downable. You can just play a level.
Yeah.
So I might put some more time into it. It is like super enjoyable. If it wasn't for the fact that I'm playing new games every 2 weeks, I'd probably get more time into this. But thanks to everyone who recommended it, because it was a real blast for the time I spent with it.
Yeah.
Cool. So yeah, some admin stuff real quick. If you like the show, want to support us and the rest of the Duck Feed Network, you can go to patreon.com/duckfeedtv. And there you can throw us a couple bucks a month, get access to some early access feeds and some exclusive episodes of some of the other shows, as well as join us in our Slack channel. And yeah, that's greatly appreciated. That's how we keep all this stuff running. That's why we don't have to tell you about MeUndies and Casper every episode.
But we could.
We could.
I actually have a Casper mattress.
Yeah.
So
don't give them free advertising. They're not paying it.
Hey, I didn't say whether it was good or not.
Fair enough. As I said with Steamroll Heist, we take a lot of recommendations, so if you have a game you'd like for us to play, let us know via facebook.com/checkitoutcomrade or at Comrade Podcast on Twitter, or on the contact form on checkitoutcomrade.com. We add those to a list and take a look at those every once in a while. So I think that's probably about it for me. How about you?
That feels good over on this end.
Excellent. Thanks for listening, guys, and we'll see you next time.
See ya.